Hi, everybody. Again, this is Bill Sparkman. Thank you for taking this time out of your day. I believe it is a great day, first of all, to be in the mortgage business, as we were just talking about. It's an interesting day, but it's a great day. And I think it reminds me of a Chinese, I can't remember if it's a blessing or a curse, but it's one of those two. My coach told me, may you live in interesting times. Well, in our industry today, these are interesting times, but I say they are also times of great opportunity. And I believe that deep down, I say it's times of great opportunity for some of us, and probably those of you that are on the call today, out of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of account executives and wholesale AEs around the country. You guys all joined the call today, so that tells me something about you. So I really do believe it still today, that enthusiasm and all that I always talk about, I believe that is a key. Yeah, have a great attitude. I think that's a key, but it's not the only thing. You see, today, all your enthusiasm you can muster up and all this great attitude you've got every day out in the field is not going to compensate for a lack of skills that are required in this market. Your great attitude isn't going to compensate for a lack of product knowledge, a lack of finding the right customer, all of those things. So anyway, I still think it's a good thing. We got to be pumped up. I'm not going to buy in to the doom and the gloom that I read in the paper every day. I listen on the radio every day and read in the – watch on TV. No, my brokers will do that. But I think you and I have got to keep our eye on the ball. So I know you had many options this morning. It's a Friday. It's a great day, and you chose to be on this call. So first of all, I'm honored. And now what I'd like you to do is be sure that when we hang up, and this is a short time, this is the microwave version, that you pick up one thing that can help you grow your business, make more money, or have more fun. And yes, in this market right now, I want to make more money, grow my business, and have more fun. So maybe it just starts with that. Maybe the one thing you'll get out of this call, maybe it is time again. And most of you know that when I look at this whole concept of enthusiasm, it starts with your voicemail. It starts with how you look, how you speak, and all of that. So maybe all you get out of today is just review your voicemail message. I call and listen to a lot of voicemails, and I'm sure you listen to way more than I do. And isn't it interesting that some of the people that you call, it sounds like somebody stole their food? I mean, it's just nobody, it doesn't sound like, is really at that level. So listen to your voicemail. I don't know if that's going to help in this market, but I'll tell you what, I need every edge I can get. I need everything today. I don't think there's any one part of my business. So I suggest it's something like, hi, this is Bill Sparkman. At Wholesale Lending, and it's a great day in the mortgage business, and I'm looking forward to closing your next purchase or refi, and I'm glad you called. And by the way, I'm glad they called today. Tell them that. I'm currently assisting a broker in closing another loan, but your call's important. Leave your number. I'll call you back promptly. Just that. I mean, just, again, that's back to the little things again. I think every broker coordinator, every inside salesperson, get people thinking that you actually are liking what you're doing now. And again, I won't be as miserable as the rest of them out there. So maybe that. So my objective is pretty simple. We got a short time. Give you a couple of market-sensitive, by the way, strategies that you can practice on your next sales call or as soon as this call is over. Keep your pen handy if you're not driving. I may say something smart here, and I've got a couple of things that might just come out. I'm never really sure about that. I've got strong opinions, but as I said before the call started, I was here in 91 in wholesale business. I was in the wholesale business in 99. I remember the last time. Went from selling loans at 112 and the next day down to 102.5. I mean, it was like, uh-oh, now what? So when people say, boy, look what's going on in the market. Oh, come on. Yep, it's a little rigorous right now. There's a lot of attention to it, but don't tell me like this is the doom and the gloom. This is time for everybody to get their game face on and find a way to be market sensitive and to grow their business. I try to tell brokers that every day, get off it and let's go find out a way to grow your business. So, what is changing today? That's pretty interesting. It looks like we're going to go back and actually have people qualify for a loan to buy a house. Wouldn't that be an interesting concept? Hey, that's novel, you know, and I'm sorry. That's just the way it's gotten out of hand, you know. I remember when people did have to qualify for a home loan. And so when there's a lot of people that started in this business in 2003, loan officers, 2004, 2002. They've never had to sell. The fish have been jumping in the boat. And so for them, yeah, it is a little bit difficult. My kind of a current reality, what I'm noticing today is this. I'm going to make this statement, and maybe this is smart, maybe not. But I believe that the media attention today and the current turbulence in the market make it okay for weak salespeople to underachieve. It becomes another excuse for them to not do business. And that is the loan officers that we deal with every day. And even some of the account executives out on the street. So anytime the market changes and we've got some dramatic things going on, again, weak salespeople will just say, well, you know, hey, come on, how can I achieve? Look what's going on in the market. How can I get more business? It becomes another blanket excuse. So I'm sorry, change the focus. I've got to change the focus for myself, for my team, and for my broker. Everybody again has got to say, like, come on, wake up and find a way to make that happen. This is some critical times, and I think there's some critical areas of our business that we got to step it up. You know, the broker needs help today. And I'm going to say that it's going to be our job to keep them in business. And if you're thinking, like, why is that my job? Well, because I don't want to keep out going out finding new customers. Just when they start figuring out how to do business with me and how to get the loans submitted right, all of a sudden they're gone. So I want to keep them in business. We got a steep hill to climb today, by the way. 90% of the loans written, and again, I don't care if you're calling, I know some of you from Oregon, Washington, California, Florida, or anywhere in between, 90% of all those loans are being written today and booked by 10% of the loan officers. What a shame. But for you and me, that makes our job difficult because they all wear the same clothes. They look alike. How do I know who's who? Average loan officer in America today is carrying 2 loans in his pipeline. Come on. Think about that. A third of all loan officers in America today have either 0 loans in their pipeline or they're working on unclosable business. Does that make sense? I mean, how many of you know people, brokers that are working on loans trying to squeeze and this and it's got claw marks all over the files and you just want to say, let go and let's get a real deal here. But again, these are times of desperation for weak salespeople. Rather than to try to go find real loans, they're going to try to squeeze the blood out of these loans that won't close. So that affects you and me. That affects our business. 15,000 loan officers are leaving the business every month right now. And one of the reasons is it got hard. Sorry. They had to go to work. Sorry. They decided to try something else. So again, for you and I, that just means that we got to step it up again. In Phoenix this week, I had 450 brokers at a broker seminar, and I asked the group, how many of you, by a raise of hands, are finding the business more difficult today, finding less loans, and finding, when you do get one, that it's harder to close? Well, I don't know, 80% maybe or more raised their hand out of 450 brokers. I said, now let me ask you another thing. How many of you here today are finding that the business is incredible, you're generating more business than ever, opportunities are coming at you every day, and about 10 to 20% of the brokers raised their hand. I asked the group, so who's right? Is it the 80% or the 20%? And I actually told them the answer. I said, you're both right. If you think things are difficult for you, guess what? You're going to wall around and tell me how terrible things are and how you can't get loans. The rest of you, that little 10 or 20%, you're going to say, shut up. I don't even have time to talk to you. I got to go find more loans. So anyway, today's not about whining. It's not about complaining, and it's not about worrying. It's about working, selling, and closing. By the way, I can say that to brokers when I'm standing up there, but some of you on this call, I know you can also. Come on, stop whining, complaining, and worrying. Let's get out there and start working, selling, and closing. I think that, you know, when you look at things, it's change your focus. Now, we'll get a little deeper because I think, again, you have to do more than just change your focus. But I'll start with that. You better believe it. Some of the requirements for those of you, and I know I've got some managers on the phone today, some of the requirements for the AEs today have changed. I've hired over 1,000 AEs. I mean, I've always had what I consider to be great qualities, requirements. But today, you know, they're starting to shift a little bit. Today, I need AEs on the street. And for all of you that are out there every single day, and I know, again, you've got a steep hill to climb. I just don't want you to go up and on roller skates, you know what I'm saying? So I used to think that, you know, a great requirement for my AE is that he be self-motivated. Well, yeah, I let's say, yeah, I agree. I think they should be. I'm not sending out a bus to pick up AEs in the morning. I want them to be greedy. Everybody in this phone call today. I want you to be greedy. It's okay to be greedy. I don't want one loan today. I'm going to try to get 10. And if I only get 2, who knows? But the key is I'm not lowering my goals based on what's going on in the marketplace. This is good. This is almost smart. A lot of loan officers today are looking at a contracting market and reevaluating the goals they set for themselves, and they're lowering them, saying, well, you know, hey, the market's slowing down a little, this and that. I better reevaluate my goals, rather than saying, you know what, I better dig in. In fact, there's only 9.5 months left this year. I hope everybody in this call is at least 2.5 months closer to the goals you set than you were in January or December. We only got 9.5 months now to hit your goal. So self-motivation, I like that. That's, again, about getting up every day, dressing up, showing up, go out and play the game. I got it. It's about having urgency. Not only do I want you to be greedy, I think urgency is something that is a great quality today. Not desperation, by the way. Look how many of your brokers are operating their business from desperation. Man, I got to get this loan done. They only have one, so now that's supposed to be my problem. Do you get that? See, because of their lack of pipeline, they can't even convince their wife they even have a job anymore, that all of a sudden that's supposed to be my problem. No, that ain't my problem. See, urgency I like. Desperation, though, will take over your business. So now, as a quality for those on the phone today, if you can transfer your urgency to your broker, by the way, my urgency is what? Give me a deal. Give me a real loan that I can get closed for you. My urgency is easy. A great salesperson, though, in our business finds a way to transfer that urgency over to the broker. Well, how do you do that? Well, we'll look at that in a minute. But I've got to find a way for that broker to say, all right, so how do I do business with you? See, that's the key today. There's a difference between going to work and getting to work. Evaluate some of this for those of you that work on the inside. I know people that go to work at 9 o'clock in the morning, but they don't get to work till 10:15. Does that make sense? They got to go get a coffee. They got to get a donut. They got to read the paper. And, oh, my goodness, the subprime market and what happened to the Wall Street. You know, all what happened to this and that. Oh, about 10:15, well, yeah, they got to go bother the funders, and then they got to go talk to the – no. We have a rule. You don't go to work till you're ready to get to work. When you walk in, you just get to work. And I see there's some AEs that work on the outside that I've known. Oh, yeah, they leave the house. They go right to work at 9 o'clock. They don't make a broker call to 11, but you know they got a lot of busy stuff they got to do. So anyway, I'm just talking now as your coach for these few minutes. Yeah, don't go to work till you're ready to get to work. I mean, I don't know. Now is that a quality today of a top producing AE? Well, I don't know. I'll bet they have more time in their day. I bet they can make more sales calls. I bet they can have better conversations because they just get to work. I don't know. Enough of that. I think today, again, another quality, we've got to find a way to even raise the bar on let's see how to say this. I don't want you to – it's not about working harder. A lot of you on this call, and that's probably why you're here today, you do work hard. I got it. But right now, we got to work a lot smarter. Remember, 10%, 90% rule. I have to get smarter today. Too many AEs I talk to are working harder and harder, and it seems like they're getting less and less. And they look at that like it's them, it's the market. Well, maybe it's not working harder that you need to do, unless you do. I know some that I just coach them to do this. Would you just go to work, all right? Get to work. But for most of us, I got to get smarter today. I got to have business relationships with my brokers today that I've never had before. I mean absolute business relationships with every broker, every owner manager that we talk to. I need better brokers this year. I've said that before in the past. To build a better pipeline of business for yourself, you got to find better brokers. I really believe it today. The one-hit wonders, the high-maintenance brokers that produce less profit, it's going to be difficult for you and me. Remember, we have got to be in the game focused, and these kinds of I don't have to say, I'm almost like being judgmental now, but, you know, these kinds of brokers, the one-hit wonders, the high maintenance, the low profit, we got to find a way to fire them. We got to purge that group so we can find better brokers. It's time to have business meetings with your brokers and owner managers again. Get back to have a real business meeting that's focused on production, not focused on, well, what do you think is going to happen to the whatever, and what do you think? You know what? Here's what's going to happen. You and me are going to go get some business, and I'm going to show you how to do it. I think, again, these business meetings, For some of you, it's getting back with some of your brokers and saying, hey, why don't we have a timeout? You and me get together. Well, let me bring in some of my my numbers. Let's look at your pull-through ratio. Let's just see how we're doing. And having a business, we call them production review meeting, with some of your top accounts, a production review meeting. See, the ones that aren't giving you any business, I don't need to spend time with them. Too many AEs spend 80% of their day working with brokers that are producing less than 5% of the business. Ooh, that is smart. All right, if you are 80% of the day working with loan officers that are producing less than 5% of all production, why would we do that? I always think, why would we spend so much time with some yo-yo that hasn't funded a loan in 3 months? Well, because they're easy. They're always in the office. I can always talk to them. Does that make sense? See, the other ones, they're harder, and I'll talk about where they're hiding in a minute, but just that alone. So maybe if you could define, if I was coaching you, one of the things I'd ask you to do for me is define it, who your target is every day. We call it best broker. Tell me what a best broker would be for you. Define it somehow. Again, these are preferred broker partners. What do they look like? If we're going to go and make sales calls, who are we going after? So a best broker, I think it should have something about their pull-through ratio, their volume, access to them. You have access. You have access to their processor. They can direct business, and you always get first look. That's our best broker. We get first look. Not always get to do it, but we get first look. So anyway, just that alone, I think we've got to really define best broker, because the best brokers are the one that's going to grow our business right now. So sometimes you gain more from subtraction than you do from addition. So I'm not saying go out there and fire all your brokers. All I'm saying is make sure that you don't spend all your day with the ones that aren't producing any profit for you. So part of it is, maybe it is about the subtraction today more than an addition. You create your reputation, so, you know, I think that's part of it. I want people to get when you walk in, this guy's all business. You know, when people say things like, what's your niche? I mean, come on, you can't think of a better question to ask me than what's my niche? But they're going to keep saying that, true. They don't know what else to say. So, and by the way, that's one I think you got to stand up and what's my niche? I don't know. What's your niche? I mean, I don't even know what to talk about until you tell me what your niche is. This is pretty good. See, brokers want me to step right in and say, well, we do Alt-A loans and we do the flip-flop loan with the teaser on the back. And no, what's my niche? I don't know. What's your niche? How do you market yourself? What kind of borrowers are you marketing to? Where are you going? I don't even know what am I going to start talking about 50 loan programs I have? So even that alone, no, you create your reputation. I want the brokers to know when they see you coming, he's going to be asking for business. I know, that's what we do. I think another quality today is a tough one. I already talked about enthusiasm, but it's being optimistic about your industry, about the company you work for, about yourself. You've got to believe in yourself, your product, or your company. If you don't expect your brokers to, by the way. And I think part of it is that. If I ask you, how many of you are the best AE in the territory that you work in, wherever that might be in the country? You should be, I would hope you'd say, I am the best. I don't want you to say, well, I'm pretty good, and I'm not, hey, this guy over at this company, God, does that guy have market share? No, I'm the best. How many of you can tell me right now you're working for the best company in the industry? So if you can't tell me and convince me that you're working for the best company in this industry, I'd say go home. If you can't convince yourself of that, how are you going to convince your broker? So you see, it's not about, I'm optimistic. No, I'm dead on. I believe in myself, my product, and my company. And again, I say if you can't, that you're probably going to be just hanging out in this business until something happens that's bad enough, and you'll make some other decision. So I think it's just you got to believe that. Focus on what you can control, and I think that's part of it. I can't control what the USA Today and the Money Section said today in the paper. What am I going to do, call them and say retract it? I can't control that. But what I can control is the optimism that I've got for myself, my company, my product, and go share that with my broker. I just want to give them another view. Yeah, the paper has one view, but I don't know. Here's my view. What's your view? Do you see that? See, that is where I think we begin. So when a broker asks you, hey, how's business?
I'm here.
That's the opportunity for every one of us to say, how's business? It's incredible. I'm telling you, it's out of control. I couldn't stop it if I had to. See, the other day I told that to an AE, and they go, well, it isn't really that way for me. I said, well, shut up and don't tell them that. Tell them, how's business? Incredible. By the way, if you don't believe that, we're slated by the forecast to fund almost $2.3 trillion in the loan business this year. Somebody, it's incredible. Do you get that? So I want brokers to say that to me. Hey, how's business? Oh, it's incredible. Are you kidding me? It is absolutely incredible. How's your business, by the way? See, I'm not buying in. I'm sorry. I'm not going to sit there for 10 minutes and buy into, oh, things are tough. Uh-uh. Let's get busy. And let's find a way for you and I to do business. So it's just so optimistic. I don't know. It's a little bit deeper. You see, the commitment that it takes today is pretty difficult. Most people are committed right up until it gets difficult, by the way. Does that make sense? Most people have discipline right up until it gets hard. That's why people drop out of the gym in February after joining in January, because they made some resolution, right? But then all of a sudden it started hurt, and they went, God, this is difficult to go to the gym every day. Well, then get out of my gym, all right? Go back doing what you were. See, discipline and commitment are easier to talk about. But you and me, not today. See, I don't want you to tell your brokers your commitment. Just be committed. Does that make sense? When you work in closed offices or offices that are more difficult, let's put it that way, offices where you just don't waltz in and go talk to people, see, that takes commitment and discipline. I like to be invited into those offices. By the way, you know the offices that are the toughest, and you all have some, just the ones that are either tough to get into, it's tough to talk to people, a closed office, leave your flyers, all that. I really like those offices because 90% of my competition won't even go in. They won't even attempt it. They'll tell their manager, Ken, you can't work that office. Boy, it's a tough one. Come on. Send the owner a thank you note. Thanks for closing your office, keeping all my yo-yo competitors out. We work new loan officers in closed offices, I suggest. Now, 15,000 brokers a month are leaving, but you and I both know there's probably another 10,000 coming in. I mean, that's the beauty of this business. So there's new loan officers still in every office. If it's a closed office, that's how we get in. You know, we talk to new loan officers. We set up appointments with them. They just become an access point. Well, who knows if they're not going to turn into an all-star someday. Most of them, you're right, 90% of them are going to flunk out in 6 months. But they might do three loans, two to their uncle, one to their dad, and one to their neighbor, and I might as well get those before they flunk out. So just that alone, even closed offices. Today, that's where we've got to kick that up because most people don't want to work them. Calling brokers in the evening, that's commitment. There are lots of good stuff's going on today in these brokers' offices in the evening, 5 to 7 o'clock. Receptionists are gone, number one. The phones aren't ringing off the hook. There's not chaos in the office. I like that. You got top producers maybe. That'd be lucky, wouldn't it, to walk into an office at 6:30, have a top producer that I've never met in there writing up a deal. So that's just, see, there's luck again. There could be part-timers in there. I can't ignore them. That's just a whole group. There's a niche, by the way, right there. Part-timers is a niche, I'm telling you. You could get rich in that niche because nobody wants to tend to them. They just want to do their two or three loans a month. But again, that's after hours, but that's commitment. When you walk into a broker's office in the evening, you don't have to tell them that, oh, I'm committed to really working hard in customer service. No, you just got there. So I think even that, I think that you do a quality today, you've really still got to be willing to take more risks. Somebody the other day said, you mean what? Get out of my box? I don't even know what that means. What do you mean get out of your box? All I know is you got to take more risk in your business. You got to do some things today that the broker's going to say, yeah, man, you're out there. I know. I am, and I hope you are.
Say?
I hope you are. You got to be more unreasonable today. I think being unreasonable is like being greedy. Make unreasonable requests. I'm going to give you a couple to make, but I think you can be unreasonable with compassion. And I think part of it is that, yeah, I care about your business, and are we ever going to get a deal going for you? Being unreasonable with people, I think, is part of it. Your brokers are more demanding today. Now, remember, top producers are supposed to be demanding. Does that make sense? It's the one-hit wonder the high maintenance broker that gives me one deal every 3 months, he doesn't get to be demanding. But I always look at that when people go, God, this guy is such a pain. He gives me $2 million a month, but what a jerk. Hey, you know what? $2 million a month, I'll tell you what, you could be a little demanding. Don't throw my back room under the bus. I'm not going to let you cheat. I'm going to hold you accountable. I'm going to make you turn in loans that aren't for all that. But they're a little more demanding. But their demands today are much easier. Do you know that the demands of a top producer are lower than the demands of some loan officer that's not producing? I didn't say that very well. The top producers, their demands are fairly simple. They want somebody to talk to, number one. They want to talk to somebody that knows what he's talking about. That's a demand. Well, shoot, that's kind of how we grow our business. They want to be able to rely on us today. I mean, come on. The margin for error for our customers is less today. I understand. The business today is less forgiving. I got it. But they still want that reliability and consistency. They don't want surprises. It's our job. My job is not to throw a surprise party for my broker every day. My job is to be able to have him count on me, create accurate information, know my product, answer my phone. I mean, make it easy. Here's a good one. You got to make it easy for him to do business with you. Stop making it so hard. And I don't mean you on this call, but overall, some of these engines, and I know this is a whole new deal today, and I understand high tech, but I think we can't lose touch with high touch as well as high tech. There's some brokers that they'll look at how to submit a loan with you and go, you know what, let me just call this guy. I know he's going to come over and pick up this loan file or show me how to do it or what have you. So ease of service. Don't make it hard to submit or close a loan. Some companies make it easy to submit a loan, but they make it too difficult to close. That's a good one, by the way. Tell your broker. One of the reasons I think you'll do business with me is we don't just make it hard to submit loans, easy to submit
them.
You
can hear me on that?
We make it easy to close the loan, and I think part of it is that. So let them know it's going to be easy. Help him grow his business. I mean, I think all those things are more important than price. Now, if you're thinking, oh, you mean that's all value added? Just drop that whole concept of value added. I'm going to suggest stop telling your broker that you've got value added. I was at a trade show speaking in North Carolina last week. 95 little booths set up in the trade show. Well, some of them were empty, by the way. There was the name of the company up there, but there was no one there. But anyway, and everybody wants to talk about every broker about, oh, our company, we have value added. Our company, we have customer service. I mean, come on. What else is there? I think part of it is I like the concept of value. I really do. I think, but it comes from delivering it, not talking about it. You don't have to tell your broker, hey, you know what we do here at our company? We really deliver value. Well, just it's like commitment. Don't tell them about it. Just show up at 6:30. And hi, commitment, just walked in. Here I am. It's like value. I think it is important. I say this is almost smart also. In the absence of value, your broker will always choose price. Does that make sense? If you can't bring value, not talk about it, but if you can't bring it, that broker is going to choose price. 75% of the time, I've found in the past, and I'm sure some of you on this call, our broker chooses their lender on a non-price basis. You see, weak salespeople can only sell price. You and I, we could bring value. Why is it? It's more difficult to lower the price than give value. Oh, that's almost smart. For a lot of companies, they want to buy the business. They want to see, it's easier if you have a weak sales force to drop your price. It's much more difficult to teach your sales force on how to deliver value, commitment, knock your socks off service. See, those things are a little more difficult. And in this market today, a lot of companies, and I know that you know some, they are relaxing their service, relaxing those areas and trying to pick it up on price alone. Hey, and I'm not so sure that's the answer. So anyway, hey, by the way, do you know that I just gave you your niche? If somebody says, hey, what's your niche? Just that alone. I answer my phone. I know my business. I can help you close loans faster, and I can make it easier for you. I'm accurate. I make it easy. I'll help you grow your business. I mean, to me, that's my niche. I tell the truth. Hey, how about that one? I tell the truth. I know, but what's your niche? I answer my phone. I'm knowledgeable. What's your niche? See, let's get this first, and then tell me what kind of business that you generate, And then let's see if I've got a product that can help. See, I think we go too fast to product and all that. I'd say slow down a little bit. Remember, I want a business relationship, and maybe it's just taking it a little bit slower to find out if I'm really talking to the right customer, and maybe that's it. I've only got so much energy in one day like everyone on this call today. I can't waste it all on two people. I mean, I'm sorry. I've got to spread that energy out and make sure that I'm making the right presentations. So in those some of those areas that we've talked about for improvement this year, and I think that's just it. There's no neutral. I don't get complacent. Don't tell me that, oh, yeah, but hey, we're hot. I mean, I don't care. You've still got to get better. I mean, even right now, you can't let your guard down. I think that's where opportunity comes from right now. But a couple of these critical areas is back looking at preparation again today. And again, you've heard that before, but I think we call it now the right plan is what you need right now. So you may have to go back right now and make some huge adjustments to the plan you only made 90 days ago. Think about that. 90 days ago to today, there's been some huge shifts in our business. So it might be time. You thought you had the plan for this year, but right now it's not the right plan. I think it has to be market sensitive. It's got to be – you've got to fall out of love with that plan that you made last year or 6 months ago. See, if you can really focus on the right plan, that will help you. I try to teach brokers at it every week at seminars. Would you put together the right plan? You're not even addressing in your plan. By the way, this is a good one. You can tell your brokers this. Most brokers don't attack the right markets this year because they're not market sensitive with their planning. In other words, the $1 trillion of ARM loans that are adjusting this year, I love to ask a broker, and all of you, ask them today, how are you guys attacking that market? And when they go, well, what do you mean? I mean, that's $1 trillion worth of adjustable rate mortgages that are being reset this year, average margin of 275 basis points, and payment shocks not reserved for first-time home buyers anymore. People are getting payment shock every day because of those loans that are resetting. So when I'm saying your plan today, yours has to be market-sensitive also, so I can ask my broker, how are you guys attacking that market? Oh, I don't know. Well, I think we should look at it. There's too many of that product going around. You could get rich in that niche, I tell them. You want to get rich in another niche? How about HELOC? Think about how many people have got HELOCs from 2-3 years ago when the prime was at 2%. Now it's at 8.5%. Just that alone again. 70% of every purchase of every loan this year is going to be a purchase that gets booked. 70%. I love to ask my broker, how do you guys attack the purchase market? Well, I don't know. What do you mean? 7 out of 10 loans are going to be a purchase. How could you leave that out of your plan? See, now you have the wrong plan. Half of all those purchases are going to be first-time home buyers. Half of all of them are going to use a zero mortgage. Hey, this is going to be good. They're actually going to have to qualify for loans. But the key, 25%, by the way, let your brokers know this, of every purchase this year is going to be a female. I didn't say a single mom. So, again, as you're talking to your brokers, let's talk about real stuff. And to me, that's the right plan. So when I talk about preparation, I think it's just you and me. We just, hey, come on, we know our business. My broker might not, but you and me, come on, this is my business. So when I talk to a broker about what's going on for them and in marketing, I already know there's some things they sure probably should take a look at. See, that's why product knowledge – product knowledge is a critical area this year that I've got to get even better at knowing my product, but it's teaching my broker how to sell my product to the group that he's marketing to. I think I didn't say that. Let me say it again. I've got to match my product to their marketing. When I ask a broker, hey, when they say, hey, what's your niche? And when I say a lot of times, I don't know, how are you marketing yourself? What's your target? What kind of a borrower are you guys trying to attract? I don't want to tell him my product yet. What if he says, oh, we're doing about 90% of foreclosure loans? Oh, well, I don't do foreclosure loans. Have a good day. Hi, Mary, how are you? What do you do? See, I'm trying to find, here's the match. It's not just knowing your product. That's easy. I'm sure every one of your companies has product knowledge training. It's not that. It's matching the right product with the right marketing. So until a loan officer tells me, this is how I market, I don't even know what kind of loans do you have? I don't know. What do you do? What kind of borrowers do you have? Does that make sense? So I don't want to just start rattling off all this product to show him how much I know. He doesn't care how much I know, and I don't have the time. So again, this to me is where product knowledge lays today. Today, it's so let me see if I can match my product with your marketing, and I think we could get somewhere with that. That's huge. Bring that up at the next office meeting you have with a bunch of loan officers when they say, hey, what kind of products you got? Or just don't even bring a rate sheet. Just talk about, well, let's start with this. Let's talk about marketing today and what's going on in the business. Overall, not the doom and gloom, but the $2.3 trillion, the adjustable rates, the HELOC mortgage, the purchase business. Why don't we talk about that instead of, oh, guess who went out of business yesterday? I don't care. I'm here. All right? Let's look about business. Now, again, that's, I think you have to be that rigorous. I'm sorry, guys. Here's what we're here for. Let's see how we can grow some business. So, but I think if you have a conversation at an office meeting just about that, match product with marketing, boy, that's something that not every AE is going to come in and do. Every other AE wants to come in and tell them all about their loan programs. Well, I think there's something else. Work ethic, you know, people tell me, boy, you got to work a lot harder today. I already told you that. I could eliminate 50% of my competition right now just by working. Everyone on this call could. Well, what do you mean? Just by working. Remember, go to work, get to work. If I get to work an hour and a half before every other AE out there even gets out on the street, guess what? I'm going to get more business. I don't know how. This is the year. Stay in front of your broker's face. Get in his face. The right broker, though. See, it always goes back. Maybe that's the key word now. It's right, you know. Right product knowledge. The right plan. The right broker I got to spend more time with. The more times I spend with the right broker, the less times you have to talk to him. So I think we do. Talk to the brokers. Be a little annoying. I don't know. Pleasantly annoying. Maybe that's better. Brokers working from home. There's a gold mine. Come on. Nobody gets to talk to them. Your job, find out who they are, what their names are. What if in the next 60 days you put together a whole database for yourself of brokers that work from home? You talk to the receptionist, and you talk to processors, and you talk to owner managers, and pretty soon you had a list of, I don't know, 40 loan brokers that work from home. First of all, I'd say you probably have quite a few top producers there. They don't go to the office because it's too negative there. So just add a loan. We're attacking that market. We attack brokers that work from home. We do it through teleseminars. We do it through a number of ways, but the key is that's work ethic, and that's working smarter. Everybody else wants to go in that office and talk to all these yo-yos that haven't closed any loans. You and I are attacking the brokers working from home and making a way to do that. Yeah, I think that what about in-house lenders at real estate offices? I mean, come on. Every real estate office has an in-house lender. There's a guy right in there that is directing loans. And by the way, that's a good one. Very, very few wholesale lenders attack that real estate in-house lender, same as a builder's in-house lender. Why not? Nobody else calls on them. I'll go for the in-house. See, I like the path of least resistance sometimes. So I think predictable income for all of us, for you to be able to now not lower your sights. If I was your coach, I'd say, you tell me what you set your goal for at the beginning of the year. We're not going to adjust unless we go up. But predictability of that will come from just focusing on the right prize, the right broker, and it's just volume. See, sales skills today, that's almost used up for me. I mean, even though I've written a book on it, it's just, for me, it's the right sales skills again. See, that goes back, you know. I ask a group all the time, what's your number one sales tool? You know, what's the one thing you've got to sell harder than anything? Oh, my flip-flop loan. No. The biggest sale you got to make every day is yourself. If you can't sell yourself to your broker, you can throw everything else in the trunk of your car. It won't matter. If your broker don't buy you, he's not going to buy your product. See, I figure it goes this way. First they buy you, then they buy your product, then they buy your firm. But I got to make that first sale, and that's where I go back to. I'm not buying into the market doom and gloom. First buy me. I'm all about let's get busy. I'm all about let me help you get better. So just that alone. So the right sales skills. Great questions today. You know, what are your rates? I wouldn't answer. What are my rates? Who are you? What are you working on? Let me ask you that. Is it a purchase, a refi, a jumbo, a conforming loan? What do you got? Oh, well, I don't really have anything right now. I was just wondering. Well, then I guess you don't need to know what the rates are. I mean, now that you can, oh, you can't say that. Well, I'm sorry. You don't have a loan. You think I'm going to talk about my rates so that you can go, oh, boy, that sounds a little high. No, you're high. You need business, all right? By the way, you can practice that one. Do you have any rate sheets with you? I don't know. What are you working on? Purchase, refi, jumbo, conforming, government loan? Oh, I don't have anything, but I'd sure like to have a rate sheet. Don't get one. Sorry. You get a loan, I'll give you a rate sheet. I mean, see, they again want me to feel as bad as they do. Nope, not going to do it. I just can't fall into that trap. Now, I guess you have a rate sheet in your pocket just in case they have something. So I think it's the questions today that you come up with. It's still the genius, I think, of all selling is just curiosity. I call it ask, listen, solve. So I'm not really sure if today is about selling better or solving better. Does that make? I want you to consider that after our call today. I think what we really do is solve our broker's problem. Was that selling? Well, I don't know. Is it solving? We ask brokers great questions. We listen to what they say. We solve their problem. Now, if that sounds too elementary, I like kindergarten. I mean, I like to keep it simple. Ask them a question. Listen to what they say. Solve their problem. See, that's when they see. It can't be the other way around. They're not going to solve my problem unless they got loan business. So when they ask me a question like, "What's your rate?" I can't. Anyway, you got it. I can't go there. You just can't be passive, I don't think, today. Passive salespeople still have skinny kids. You just can't be that way. So again, I think it goes back to the right targets. Selling, I got it. Solving, that's nice. But I got to have the right target today. Who's selling my product in this office? If I went on calls with you, like I went on hundreds of sales calls with AEs, I'd say, first of all, who's selling our product in there? What's their name? Where do they eat lunch? Where do they work out? Who's our target, number one? Who's directing our business? Who's all of that? You could look in the real estate magazines, by the way, in any town where you're calling from today. You know those little ones where the realtors advertise that? Right in that magazine, you've got great leads for people selling your product. That's not a bad idea. Somebody's advertising my loans, give them a call. Processors, receptionists, they're all allies for us so that I can find the right target, the guy working from home, the one guy selling my product. You know, I think part of it is just knowing that we have different kinds of sales calls today. If you and I were going to go out and talk to a new prospect, that's a different kind of sales call. If you and I were going to go out and talk to a customer where you told me, Bill, their business is declining. I used to get $2 million a month from them. Now I'm getting $500,000. That's a different kind of sales call. And the third kind is that you know that there's more business available. And so each one of those three, I think that's where you put on your sales hat. You go, okay, new prospect. Of course, I'd say, is he a suspect? Or is he a prospect? You know, everybody's a suspect. But if he's a prospect, that means he's working. He's actually out there. He's a little positive today. I mean, is it a real prospect or is it just a suspect that's going to want to suck my energy out so I'll have less on the next sales call? So I think that's part of it. Sales skills, see, if my broker can't sell my approval, he'll submit it to another lender. Does that make sense? Is your pipeline or your approvals age? I look at it as though my broker couldn't sell my approval. So what he did was he had a processor submit it to another lender with hopes that they wouldn't have that condition of putting on a roof because it didn't have one. I mean, so again, the broker's lack of sales skills affects my business. I hate that part, by the way.
Yeah.
Just because they can't sell, it affects my business. So we have to teach our brokers how to sell better. How do you teach them? You become a better salesperson. I want your broker to look at you and go, you know what, you are just, you ask questions, you don't go away. I think that's what we have to do today. So I have to teach him how to sell payment. I have to teach him how to get off rate. By the way, that's smart. Have a class next week. Teach your brokers how to sell payments. Teach them how to answer the question from shoppers that they get that say, what's your rate? Teach them that payment is way more important today than interest rates. Payment creates emotion. Interest rates create logic. Anyway, but again, it's back to selling, teaching them how to do that. Sales skills also, I've got something in my wholesale lending program. It's called 12 Ways to Make Great Sales Calls. By the way, just that alone, we make sales calls. We don't go visit brokers. I've had AEs say, hey, would you come with me? I'm going to visit brokers out in the whatever area. We're going to visit. I visit my family. All right, I don't visit brokers. We make sales calls. But anyway, I've come up with a deal. It's called 12 Ways to Make a Winning Sales Call. You have to have more ways to win. If you and I go in to make a sales call on a broker, we have 12 ways to win. The whole game is try to see how many points you can score on every sales call. And one of them is obviously getting a closable loan. That would be at the top of the list. But there's also ones about getting a future commitment. How many brokers tell you, well, I don't have anything right now? If I did, I'd give it to you. Oh, really? Whee! You mean if somebody came in and dropped a loan on your desk, I'd get it. Well, but I like this future commitment idea. See, I either want a loan from my broker, or I want a future commitment from that broker or a processor. If I can get that, I know some of you have been in this business a while. You could go into an office and you could smell a 1003 on somebody's desk, right? The guy that goes, I don't have a loan. I used to let it go, well, what's that underneath your coffee cup? That looks like a 1003 to me. Oh, I haven't even taken that. I'm meeting that guy Saturday. Oh, good. Can I get that loan? What kind is it? You see, give me something. That's a good time where you can pick up their business card and start writing, and you could be drawing Mickey Mouse, and they're going, crap, this guy's going to follow up. I am. Can I get that loan? So I want a loan. I want a future commitment. We call it get the loan off their desk. Think about that. Get the loan. See, we're always trying to get the loan out of the bin. Get the loan that's from the processor. How about getting the loan off their desk? You see, if I went around every day and that was one way that I could make a winning sales call, that's just one out of 12. Get a future commitment for the loan off their desk. I like that. See, get a future commitment even from a top producer. You finally found him. Processor says he's right over there. His name's Bob. See him hanging out in the back right there? That's the top guy in our office. He's closing 30 loans a month. I finally found him. See, right there in that moment is for me, where weak salespeople want to take the wrong – let's see, I shouldn't say that. I just want to share my commitment with that guy. This is the top producer that said, I don't care if you're the last lender standing. I don't care if everybody in this industry goes out of business and you're the last loan company out there. I wouldn't give you a loan then. I'd do my own. I mean, that's the guy that – I like that guy. I used to say, ooh, boy, all right, well, I am going to love doing business with you, because I know once we get to do business together, you're going to have that same commitment for the rest of my competition. But let me just share my goal. Let them know I'm not going away. I'm sorry I bothered you. Just say, hey, let me share my goal with you. My goal is to get one loan from you. Today, tomorrow, the next day, 3 weeks, or 3 years from now, I want to get one loan. Because if I can get one loan from that top producer, just one, and plus he's go, oh, that's a little cocky. Well, sorry, I suppose that's why you're a top producer. You're probably more like me, right? See, I know they are. Every top producer is just like that with their customers, and they're direct, their bottom line. I just want to say, hey, and he may say, no, get out. I wouldn't give you, see ya, bye. All right, see you tomorrow, one of these days. And there's you, see? You ain't going away. You're going to be like the worst rash that guy's ever had. It's me again. Hi, is today the day? Get out. Okay, see you tomorrow. Because if I can get one, think about this. If I can get one, I'll tell you what, I just got a whole bunch of business in that office, because that person is the one that has influence with everybody else. He's the one that's going to stand up at a meeting and say, if you guys haven't used Bill Sparkman, you're crazy. Guy will knock your socks off. Closed on time, made it easy to do business. He didn't have to do a tap dance at the closing table. See, that guy, that's why I call this my ambassador program. He becomes an ambassador for me. And all I need is one ambassador in every office. Just one. So when I tell him my goal is to get one loan, now you've got to be able to just hang in there, and he either will or he won't, but I found more often than not, they go, all right, geez, I got it here. Thank you. And make sure it's one that we can actually close. Thank you. So enough of that, but I think that that's critical this year. You don't get what you deserve in this business. You don't get what you deserve in life. You get what you ask for. And if you don't have enough business right now, I'd say as your coach, you stopped asking. You got to go ask more, but bigger than that, you've got to ask the right person for the right business. And I think part of it is that, because you might say, Bill, I've been asking people, I ask, like a little 3-year-old. Well, you've been asking too many suspects. You've been asking the people that don't have any business. I've got to find a better target. We're calling it go deeper and don't go wider. Companies today that are trying to survive, Their theme is let's go wide. We can't go deep anymore. We don't have time. We're running on fumes here. We got to do something. I'm asking you, let's go deep. Let's really find the right person and see about that. So, I think that'll show up through your presentation. See, what we're talking about is just being memorable. I just want you to create a memory point, even for that top producer that said, get out. I hate your company. You never do loans good. Even that, I'm not crawling out of that office and crawling back into my car. I want to create a memory point. And just remember this, your memory point will not be about price, product, or service. If you hang your hat on those three, let's say you stood up in front of a broker meeting. The office said, all right, come on in, you got 15 minutes. And you stood up with 50 brokers. first of all, I figure I've only got, five in there that are working, right? 10%. Half of them don't sell my product. So a meeting of 50 brokers, I really have two. But anyway, if you try to build yourself around price, product, or service, you lose. Because the guy speaking right after you has got better pricing, better service, and better product. So I can't win in those three. So create a memory point around some of the things that we've talked about this morning. Create a memory point about what's really important in today's environment. I think that's what I want them to remember, not my rate sheet. Rate sheets have a short shelf life. That rate sheet will be gone in 5 minutes after I leave. They won't even go put it on their little bulletin board in the back of the office. See, be relevant. What we talked about in the marketing arena with what's going on this year in the industry, that's relevant. Having a conversation about matching marketing with product, that's relevant. See, your broker might even think about how he can use that concept in his business. But again, it's relevant. At this trade show, it was interesting to me. Brokers come by these booths like it's Halloween. I mean, they got their little bag. Hi, do you have those little pens that glow in the dark? And I mean, they don't even want it. It just drives me nuts. But most of the AEs that man those booths, I mean, it's, hi, here, try this. We got some really cool candy. I mean, it's like you got 10 seconds. And I think in our business, sometimes that's all I got is 10 seconds to create a memory for my broker. And I think some of it's changed. For some of you on the call today, I know we've done some training at your company, and we used to talk about that 10-second drill or the 30-minute commercial. We may have to change it today. At the end of that office meeting you just had, I want you to be able to say to that group, well, I'm done. And I also know this, that 90% of what I just said you're going to forget in about 24 hours. So given that, here's the 10% I want you to remember. When you think of Bill Sparkman, I want you to think of this, dot, dot, dot. See, that may have to change today. By the way, that's pretty smart. What would you say? When you think of me, this is what I want you to remember. And it better not be about price, product, or service, or you lose. See, they'll forget that. But when you think of me, this is what I want you to remember. And maybe it comes from, that niche that we talked about. Maybe it's coming from something. But see, that is what I want you to remember. See, to me, market share follows mind share. If I can get their mind, I might get their market share. But first, so I think we've got to be more memorable. Greedy, you're right. Nosy. Nosy is a great attribute this year. When you're nosy, you'll snoop all around the office. You'll ask questions. You'll talk to people. Be nosy. I love that one. Growing up, your parents probably said, don't be so greedy. Don't be nosy. Don't be unreasonable. And now I'm saying, no, do all those things, because I think that is what's going to take this year. So anyway, do a good job. I think we got to go teach our – we got to go back to teaching again. This is the teaching year and teaching the right people. And I think part of it is knowing what to teach them. Right product, right audience. Become a resource for your broker and game over. If you become a resource, I mean, at the level of their LOS program or their computers or their phone system, I mean like a real resource, game over. I'll never get your broker once you reach that level. If you're just a lender of theirs that they throw business at once in a while, I could probably get them. But I think it's more about teaching this year. How to sell, how to structure your deals. That's where I think we need to go this year. Lastly, I'd be remiss without saying it, even though I put it down at the beginning, this thing about service. All I'm going to say is this. Don't talk about customer service. Talk about everything else that we've talked about that can help grow their business, and then knock them out. See, for most companies, it's still a slogan. It's the flavor of the month. Remember, it's the hardest thing to deliver. If you can't deliver service, you've got to lower your price. It's a choice in our industry. Think how many people would rather lower price again than give knock-em-out service. So, see, that's that ambassador in the office. That's remembering that everybody's check signed by the customer. I've got to find a way to do that. But, we don't stand up in a meeting and go, hi, you're really going to love our company. We got great service. Oh, come on. That's it? Like the last guy, he said he could close loans in a day. Well, you said 2 days. I can't win on that. So I think service, you just, you do the best you can. And you hope when you pass that baton to your person that registers the loan and the ones that are working with the STIPs and the funders and the doc drawers and everybody else, I just hope everybody's got that same level of commitment. Maybe that's it. We just don't have to talk about it. I had a training with about 150 backroom ops people from a wholesale lender because, see, they wanted to talk about teamwork with the AEs. I said, what about the ops people? What if the salespeople are the only ones that are into teamwork? Well, we're dead. You see, there's got to be a whole bit. See, everybody has to have that same commitment. And in this market, there's no room for error. It's going to be difficult. Your competition's going to bed tonight, plotting and scheming and how they're going to steal your customers. So I think we've got to find a way to deliver that. All right, so that's a lot. That's a long way around the horn. Again, for those that lasted the whole call, I hope you can pick one thing out of that you could take, and I'm going to apply that right now as you're maybe in your car or pulling over to a broker's office right now. Maybe one of these things is something. I think it is all about practice. That's it. You go practice and you try it on. You do it your way, not my way. You match it to your style, not my style, your personality, not mine. But you see, the context of what we're talking about, that, I think, that is where we've got to go, not the content. I think you find what you can do and match it to you. Turbulence right now, you bet, swing for the fences. That's all I can say. Yeah, I kind of like the way things are going right now because you and me can sneak in and we can begin to dominate our marketplace right now while all of our competition is looking at hanging on. We ain't hanging on. We're taking it full court press. Your broker's got to get that from you. This isn't about survival. We're thriving right now, and I hope you are. So maybe it's about, again, doing the right things, doing them the right way, and doing them the right number of times. And I think part of it's that. So act swiftly. As soon as we hang up, don't wait around. Just find a way to put something into practice. And remember, this wasn't the end all. This is just you and me having a chat. Coach the player. What do you think? This is what's going on. Hey, I think we got to raise our game, and I think part of it is just remembering that. If you'd like to bring me into your company to talk to your group at your next training event, please just get in contact with me. You'll find a way to do that. I've got some great new things for you on my website, BillSparkmanTheCoach.com. Some new articles that you can really use to promote what we had been talking about to your broker, give you some ideas for themes for meetings and that sort of a thing, like that. Or if you'd like to sponsor one of my broker seminars, and by the way, every city in America, Phoenix wasn't the exception, 450 brokers, 300 at this one, they're coming out of the woodwork because they're looking for something that's going to get them out of where they've sunk to right now. So brokers, they're thirsty right now. So if you'd like to do that, just contact me. Other than that, go out, make somebody's day today. Maybe your processor, your funder, your doctor are. Make their day. And I think it'll start with that. That's the way we create prosperity, make other people's days. And you'll be prosperous along the way. I'll look forward to seeing all of you and meeting you up along the way. And until we do that, keep winning and make it a great day. Bye, everybody.
Bye.